It's a night and a half, isn't it? Look at that big-ass moon. Beautiful and wonderful, but it's not quite the sight I came up here for. How about you? Well, Beefcake, if you must know, oh, don't look so shocked. I'm sure you've seen a nice, lean, green, beautiful machine like me before, no? Well, awesome, then I get to be your first. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Or not, who knows? No, I actually came up here because I knew you would be up here. And I've got something to give you. Wow, you guys are always so scared. I'm not going to hurt you. If I wanted to, could have done it long ago. Look at these guns. No, I came up here because I got a fortune for you. Yes, I'm a goblin. We all can tell the future to some degree. Some better than others. I'm one of the, some better than. Now, give me that hand. Oh, gosh. You guys always get so scared of my kind. What is wrong with you? Look at you. What are you, 6 foot? You could football punt me right off of this building right now and take off running before I could find you. Who am I kidding? I could follow that scent for ages. Oh, beautiful eyes. Absolutely beautiful. The moon strikes right in the right spot and they twinkle and shine. Absolutely divine. Wow, strong silent type, eh? About that hand. No, I promise you, it really is your fortune. See, I got a premonition about you, but in order to complete it, I just need your hand in order to confirm it. See, I'm a goblin, and sometimes we get premonitions and we have to follow up on them or we legit go crazy. You don't want to see me following you from place to place, popping up at random, going, how about that hand? So we could just cut to the chase. Get to that nicely now, it'd be great. I solemnly promise. I am a goblin of a word. No, give me that hand. Well, it seems you do work out. Look at that bicep. Absolutely tasty. Just want to slide my tongue up and down and back around and some other places. Yeah. Come on now. You don't like a little flirty goblin? But you're right. Let's get down to business. Oh, this hand. Oh, you've got mighty strong lifelines on you. Your lifeline in your hand, if you look straight down, you can see all the twists and turns in it right there. It tells a lot about you, and it's telling me my premonition's right. Fact, watch this. Bet you a wager. I have predict that it's going to start raining soon. I know. Listen here. I know it's not much of a prediction, but follow me. You are going to end up with your pants off. And you are also going to end up right over tripping over that. See, look, I caught you. I'm being helpful. Now, can you stop squirming and let me get a good look at your hand? Thank you. Let's see here. Tasty. Is that weird? You know, licking on your hand like that, is that weird? Is that doing? Oh, well, getting a taste of you helps me make sure I'm on the right track anyways. And also, you got that nice, strong scent of deliciousness. Okay, so it looks like you're going to be having to change a job soon. And that's not so bad. You don't even like your job. You're quite miserable there. Your boss is an absolute dick. And that bitch up front that's always asking you for your paperwork. Yeah. Just absolute cunt. And let's see here. Oh, and also would look like you are going to have an extreme change and a venue coming up. So you're going to be looking for an opportunity that's going to take you away from your job, give you something better to do, and also you're going to be moving to a venue. You're going to be quite happy there. It also looks like there's a little bit of love coming in your life, which is really what's been itching my bacon about you. I saw that beautiful little minx, and let me tell you, you don't scoop her up, I will. literally. All right, now, honey, let's see here. Now, you owe me for that little fortune. Oh, come on now. It's not fair. I gave you perfect information. You know that if you find an opportunity that's going to take you away from this hellhole, these bright lights, these honkings, and these people that don't give a crap about you, then you find something that's going to give you a job that's going to be more meaningful and happy. You are absolutely going to love it. So go ahead and give me my payment a little smoochy smooch. Ugh. Don't worry. I do not mind climbing up that tree and bouncing on that branch if it means I'm going to be able to taste those lips. Bring them down here. That's right, you hunk of beautiful meat. Mmm. Mmm. That is a mighty big branch down there. Absolutely. Well, come on now. You never taken a walk on the wild side, if you know what I'm talking about? Oh, don't play coy with me. I am absolutely, absolutely, positively well-versed in the ways of mankind, if you know what I mean. And I can't wait to feel that mankind going in all kinds of places inside of me. Now come here, you beefcake. I want nothing more than to feel your body next to me. Then you get to say that you had a nice tryst with a mythical being. No one's going to believe you, but you'll know it's true, won't you, Tiger? Come on. Look at these cans sitting in your face. What are you going to do? You're going to just let them sit there? Go ahead. I know what you want. Remember, I already tasted you. Well, in a way that's not the most optimal, if you ask me. Go ahead. Take your head. Shove him in there. Oh. Ooh, la la, some would say. Ooh, you're giving me pretty good head there, buddy. Oh. I can tell you're liking what you feel. Oh. Smelling those pheromones, though, makes me really just lose my mind. Yes, it does. Mm. Oh, your hands, you've got such a strong hold. Now, about them pants off, remember I told you, you're going to end up with your pants off, no? Come on. Don't worry, I locked the door, and I've got all kinds of magic and lovely little stuff up my sleeve. I can make sure no one sees us up here. Go ahead, slip them off, Tiger. Let me show you exactly how it's done. Don't you want to go gobble, gobble on a goblin? No, don't worry about me. My pants come off really easy. You got to do that when you live in the forest, you know? Don't have advanced plumbing like you guys do here. Look at that. Pants all on the floor, exactly where they belong now. I was promised a little bit of a gobble, gobble session if you catch them adrift. There you go. Oh, Tiger. Oh, goodness. Wow. There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Stop. No. Now, I know what you wanted out of me, and not up here, darling, because I've got better ideas. That's right. No. You paid me back, but I just wanted to feel your lips on my other lips there, and I did. Next, how about you? Let's grab a hold of that meat rod and let me look dead in your eyes while you experience my fever stroke there. Look at you. I always love making a man be putty for me. There you go. See? You liking this? It's my payment, but it's making you feel better, isn't it? It's almost unfair to me, isn't it? That's right. Pulsate for me. Writhe for me. Shiver. Me. There you go. Good job. Wonderful. There. Perfect. Are you gonna see? No. No, 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 no. There you go. I love making just releasing you a little bit right before and then going crazy on you. Wonderful. Oh, there you go. Yes. Getting close? There. Just do it for me. Look at these cans. Look at this face. And I know you're loving me right now. Oh, yes. Gosh, your body is so wonderful. Oh, I love the feel of your touch. There you go, darling. There you go. Perfect. And oh, look at you. Typical man. I did tell you can end up with your pants off. Oh, well, getting off for a goblin means that you're going to get knocked out if you are not truly a magical force. But didn't want to really make it where you're going to be sleeping for the next 3 days. That's why I couldn't get off, but don't worry, darling. Ah, there we go. Oh, pull my pants back on, and well, I don't mind leaving your butt shining. Let's get on back to my little hobbit hole, shall we? Yep, you're coming with me. Oh, hate to take you down here in these sewers. I know they don't smell the best to you guys, but can't have anybody see me taking you home. Oh, there we go. Oh, look, you're coming too. What's up? Ah, no, no, no. You stay right still. I've got a place I want to take you. Oh, come on now. Is that any way to treat a lady that's going to take you places? Literally, I'm taking you places right now. Taking you to a wonderful place. You're going to absolutely love it. Here we go. Nah, see, I know you. I saw you down by the river when you were crying by the ranger forest that you hated your job and you were looking for someone that you wanted to marry, that you wanted to love, but you just couldn't do it with your work schedule. You hate the city. You wanted something more, something better. And I was down there too. That river's quite magical. It has some properties to it. Brings things together that need to be. Me and you. So I decided to study you, make sure you're the one I wanted, and well, darling, it's you. All right, here's the place. Love that you didn't struggle as much as I thought you would, but then again, the lady did treat you nice. Here we go. And don't worry, there's all kinds of goblin magic all around this place, as well as some mages that gave me a little bit of a help when I asked them to. You can't get out of this whole place until you really want to stay here. I know, it's not exactly what you were thinking of, but I promise you. And when you're good and ready, I'm going to take you into the Inyanyata. That's the Ranger Forest. I'm going to take you in there. You guys call it Ranger Forest. It's the Inyanyata. We're going to go to the phase, and you get to pick a potion and become any kind of mythical creature you want to be. Though, I'd watch one with a great height difference, because this place is kind of small, and excavating it is going to be a pain in the butt to make it big enough for you. Just saying. that box right there? Well, I took it upon myself to go to what you guys call adult stores, so we can have some fun later. You know, it's nice when it's just hands, but, it can get quite fun, if you know what I mean. And don't worry, if you start running, I know how to grab you. Look at how strong I am. I'd hate to have to pull you back here by your hair. That's something I prefer to have done to me, you know, calling someone daddy. But that's for later. You get to live here with me. And I promise you, I got human food for you over there. I've got all kinds of amenities. I even got a human-esque bed for you there. See, look how comfy it is. This place is nice. You're going to like it. A little cramped while, you know, your human height. But we can work around that for a bit. I did excavate it a little bit, so the roof doesn't look the best. The ceilings need some coat of paint and stuff, but it'll be fine. Alrighty, so let's look at this. We're going to have to get you some new clothing because this is going to make you stand out like a sore thumb for a bit, but, you know, we'll be fine. What's that? Oh, well, I guess you would need my name after all. Well, All the goblins call me Olga, but I feel like that name is just so, it doesn't quite fit. My parents call me Beatrice. My parents were humans, actually. Yeah, two humans. They went into the Indianyada and decided to become goblins. Different times, they didn't know each other. And then they had me, and I guess I'm full-blood goblin? Human. They named me Beatrice, but that's also not a goblin name. I'll get you jumped in school. Anyways, enough about me. Enough about me. More about you. I promise you, you can like it here. And I'm going to do everything I can to make you want to. And now you get to live in the forest. And there's all kinds of stuff that we have to do to help the Indianyada be healthy and together. You'll get to meet some Neko Rangers. Well, they're more watches, but depends on who you're talking to. They call them Rangers. And vampires, they can be hysterical, but really, I like the centaurs. They've proven to be good friends of mine. Yeah, there's other goblins, but you don't need to worry about them, especially the girls. I would stay away. They're trouble. Absolute trouble. Anywho, how would you get nice and settled then, huh? All of your stuff? Don't worry. I've already got it handled for you. We can go over that stuff in the morning, but it's late, and you've had a nice evening, and I was thinking we could cuddle tonight, you know? You had a good time, didn't you? Well, why do the good times have to end now? We can soldier on, cowboy. Yippee-yi-ki-yay.